call 904-260-7059.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're still seeing major delays in Clay County because of an accident on Blanding Boulevard heading north at Londonderry Drive, blocking all the lanes. Also, there's an accident on I-10 heading west at McDuff Avenue, and another accident on the West Beltway 295 northbound at the exit at 103rd Street. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 49. Saturday will start the weekend sunny, high up to 77.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, indeed, it is Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's also Second Amendment Friday, but I'm so excited. You heard me yesterday broadcasting from Cleveland. I read practically all of an article from the great Victor Davis Hanson, who writes regularly at that superb website, American Greatness. This time it was for the Daily Signal. I reached out to the good professor, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, to say, could you come on the show? And he said, I'd love to, but I've got to address about 200 farmers this afternoon. He's with Real America, but he made time for us today, and I'm so very, very excited. Professor Davis Hanson, welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me, Sebastian.
So the title of the piece is Coup Concerns Suddenly Don't Seem So Far-Fetched. Let me put this into context for those who didn't read the article yet or catch the show yesterday. When I was in the administration, I was very reticent. I refused to use the word deep state for about the first 6 weeks. But by then, I'd seen the deep state in practice with my own eyes. We seem to be in a rather strange situation today where there are those on the left who say it doesn't exist. It's a fever dream of the right. And then you have former acting directors of the CIA who say, thank the good Lord for the deep state. Can we use words like coup and deep state justifiably now, Professor Hanson?
I think we can, because we're not talking about a military coup d'etat, although we've had a lot of military people weigh in. And the left itself, or the members of the resistance, seem to be using that language. Remember that the so-called whistleblower's lawyer, Mark Zaid,
yes,
referenced coup, one coup after another. For every two coups, there's another one. You try to get out of it, it's pretty clear what he meant. And I keep referencing that Rosa Brooks article 10 days after Trump was inaugurated, in which she called for either the 25th Amendment or impeachment. This is only, again, 10 days after the public knew the president. Or she imagined a coup. She didn't support a coup. She just said, for the first time in my life, I can imagine one. And then she said, I can imagine that the New York Times would be delighted with it. So You mentioned references to the deep state. There's a lot of them. The New York Times and John Brennan, the former CIA director, John McLaughlin. So what I'm getting at is they're normalizing that language as we get closer to Trump's reelection, and we're running out of the Emoluments Clause, 25th Amendment, Mueller, Stormy, tax return, all of those efforts extra-constitutionally to remove them, including this latest one. So there's a lot of frustration, and in that frustration, they sort of give the game away now and then with the use of the word coup.
Yes.
Or deep state.
Now, you are a renowned classicist. You've written extensively on warfare in the ancient world. Your latest book is more political. It's The Case for Trump. With your experience, can you recall in our history where a serving officer at 05 rank was prepared to say that he took action, legal action, reported against his commander-in-chief because of his disquiet with the commander-in-chief's decisions, and that it was incumbent upon him to, quote, protect the interagency consensus? Has that ever happened before in a public hearing on Congress, on the floor of the Congress?
No, the closest we've gotten to that is two cases, I think, and one was McClellan in the Civil War, when he basically, after he was relieved of command, but he was not relieved of Army command in general, just relieved of command of the Army of the Potomac. He made a series of inflammatory statements about Lincoln, and then he ran against Lincoln in the 1864 election.
Yes.
And the only closer one was MacArthur, when he got close to it, when he said that Truman didn't want to win, and he said that Truman's policies were playing into the hands of the Chinese and he couldn't win, and Truman relieved him. But other than that...
But, Professor, those were celebrity flag general officer rank individuals.
Yeah.
This is an 05. This is a lieutenant colonel nobody's ever heard of. How do we get to that time in America where somebody of relatively junior rank that nobody's ever heard of, a staff officer, has the temerity to say it's his job to protect the bureaucracy from the president's policy decisions?
Well, Lieutenant Vindman was symptom of this, I guess what we would agree, this administrative state. Although he had a uniform on, he was conducting himself as a civilian in the National Security Council. And the narrative that he advanced in that cross-examination was that sober and judicious people like him that had language fluency and had been to Ukraine, he grew up in Ukraine, he was a Ukrainian until he became a naturalized American. All of those people like him, and Fiona Hill's another one, that, and most of all the people who testified were, they believe that their expertise is such that civilian elected officials, senators, House members, but especially presidents, and especially Donald Trump, just don't have their insight, and therefore they should, I think he used the term, remember, talking points. My talking points were not listened to. And he expects that he's making policy. It was kind of scary because he said that he took it on himself to call up directly the Ukrainians.
Yes.
And give them instructions about how to deal with Trump and how to keep out of our politics. And then he had said, as an afterthought, that they offered him not just a defense position, but they offered to make him defense minister.
Three times. Three times.
And this is a guy who's complaining about Trump having untoward conversations with people. So it was kind of scary, but I was even more scared. Recent comment by Admiral McRaven, when he wrote an op-ed and he said, 4-star decorated hero, he said that Trump was so bad that he should go, and then he put a little dash and said, the sooner the better.
We
have a constitutionally mandated election. What does he mean by that?
We only have a couple of minutes with you, Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Please follow him at VD Hanson, Hanson, on Twitter, and at victorhanson.com. It looks as if they've jumped the shark. The Democrats are losing the argument on Capitol Hill on impeachment. More independents are in favor of not impeaching the president than they are in favor of it. So they're losing the battle. But that in itself will not right the ship of state in terms of a deep state, a permanent administrative state. What do you see, Professor, as the way? What is the corrective for our republic?
A lot of it's reduced the size. One thing we took away is that National Security Council is five times larger than it needs to be.
Yes.
You don't need three or four. I don't know how many ambassadors we had for Ukraine, four of them. And we had all of their aides and then Lieutenant Zinman, people like that. So reduction, reduction, and reduction is one, and dispersal, dispersal, dispersal. So a lot of people suggest that. I've written a couple of articles. We need the Department of Ag in Kansas, the FBI in Texas,
yes,
Department of Energy in North Dakota. You've got to break up that nexus because they're all intermarried. Every one of those people says, I work, Vindman said, my brother is the NSC ethics lawyer, and we read they're all married to each other. And so I just think we have to disperse it and reduce it as quickly as feasible. And the Democrats, they had a good thing going, Sebastian, as long as it was in the basement and we only saw Adam Schiff for 30 seconds and he could selectively leak. They had really succeeded in driving up the polls for impeachment. But once their egos got a hold of them and they made the mistake of televising it, and the American people saw that the more you heard Adam Schiff, the more you didn't like him, and they were incompetent and there was no evidence. And it turned out, I didn't really know, I don't know, maybe you did, how absolutely brilliant those Republican
cross-examiners. I have to say, I was impressed, and we all agree that sunlight is a wonderful disinfectant. We've been talking to none other than Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Follow him, VD Hanson, on Twitter, and read his incredible pieces and all the other ones at American Greatness, AM Greatness, and buy his book, The Case for Trump. Thank you, Professor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, Tim Harmson of the Military Arms Channel. Don't touch that dial.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, getting rid of yours is probably a top priority. And now, with annual maintenance fees coming to you, this ongoing burden and expense is even more real. Thankfully, my friends at Lone Star Transfer can help. Let them do for you what they have done for thousands of others across the country. The process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer also has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are family-owned and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Call now and see why Lone Star Transfer is the industry standard. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money for something you rarely use, if ever. Give them a call today for a no-obligation consultation at 844-310-2646. That's 844-310-2646. Again, 844-310-2646 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
It's amazing sometimes how we are tempted and do hold so tightly onto the things that God gave us. Listen, we need to have an attitude of obedience that Christ demonstrated for us. Isaiah 53:7 says, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers in silence. So he opened not his mouth. Christ never complained, never opened his mouth. Yet we sometimes whine all the way to the bank.
You've just heard a stewardship moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're still seeing major delays in Clay County because of an accident on Blanding Boulevard heading north at Londonderry Drive, blocking two right lanes. Also, there's an accident on the East Beltway 295 heading north at Heckscher Drive. And there's a vehicle on fire, I-95 northbound at Butler Boulevard, blocking the left lane. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 49. Saturday will start the weekend sunny, high up to 77.
Well, there's only one person I want more than Where's Hunter, and that is Adam Schiff. I want to see Adam Schiff testify about the whistleblower, who's a fake whistleblower, because the whistleblower report was about my conversation with the president of Ukraine. It bore no relationship. It said there were seven or eight quid pro quos. There were none. It bore no relationship to my call. Nobody brings that out. The whistleblower is, in my opinion, a political operative, just like his lawyer, who's one of the worst people in
Washington. You think you know who it is?
You know who the whistleblower is. Everybody does it. If the whistleblower were on the other side, they would have revealed the whistleblower 2 months ago. But the Democrats and their machine, the media machine, the fake, corrupt right. media, they protect. But you know who the whistleblower is, so do I know it. But I want the whistleblower who put in a false report to testify.
Is, you know who he is. I know who he is. But nobody's talking about him. That's the absurd world we live in. That is the president on Fox and Friends this morning. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's Friday, which means it is Second Amendment Friday, and it's been too long. It is the man. It is the beard behind the Military Arms Channel. It's Tim Harmsen. Are you there, Tim?
I am. How are you doing?
I'm really annoyed and I'm jealous because you've got to shoot the new IWI TS-12 bullpup shotgun. And I'm annoyed because you look like you're straight out of Aliens. It looks like a pulse rifle. I'm very envious.
It's so funny you should say that because I was thinking about having the guys at the shop Cerakote it as an M40A1 pulse rifle from Aliens. So great minds think alike.
You're going to have to put on that little digital round counter as well. I think somebody makes those. You can just slap that on there. It's good, right? You like it, right?
I do. It is. It's at first, it was kind of a rocky start, but I think that was ammunition related. But if you know, I know you follow the channel, I can break pretty much anything, including the steel ball. But it seems like the kinks worked out, and it ran like a top. I was really surprised. Even some of the stuff that was lower powered that it wasn't even designed to operate with, we got it to work with. So, I'm pretty impressed.
Maybe Tesla needs you to test their new pickup truck. Maybe we could make. Maybe you could break it even more. Follow this man. It's one of the best YouTube channels out there. If you're into guns, especially 80s-style hip shooting, follow the Military Arms Channel and Tim Harmsen. He is at Mac_Arms on Twitter. Let's talk about some serious stuff. We've got so many people who we have to get. We've got a full call board. Don't go anywhere. Palabo, Paul, Brent, Jimmy, Lou. We'll get to you in a second, but I need to talk to Matt for a moment. Matt, Virginia. Virginia's gone politically. They've lost every house here, including the governorship. But here's some interesting news. This is from NBC Washington that we have, I'm going to count them now. We have Appomattox County, Campbell County, Carroll County, Charlotte County, Patrick County, and imminently, potentially, fingers crossed, Franklin and Pennsylvania County are going to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. Is this our last option, Tim Harmson?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I have friends that live in Virginia, and I have a lot of viewers that live in Virginia, and there was a true panic when both houses fell and then the governorship. And as you well know, as soon as they gained the reins of control, immediately they start talking about gun restrictions and firearm restrictions and crazy stuff. I mean, California-style stuff. And the fact that the county is at, or these counties, we're up to seven, I think, seven counties, potentially seven, are saying, you know what, we're taking a page right out of the far left, you know, playbook of, you know, making sanctuary cities for illegal aliens. Well, we're going to make sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment. We're not going to help law enforcement enforce any further restrictions on our citizens' rights. And is it our last option? No, but I think it's an important option. That's why I always stress to people, don't just focus on federal elections. Focus on state elections, and specifically your sheriff.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe, like in our state of Indiana, we have a very vocal Second Amendment sheriff that, you know, goes out, it makes videos and puts them on YouTube. It's been several years when they're talking about a 10-round magazine ban, you know, anything over 10 rounds. I don't know where they picked that number from, but, you know, 10 rounds seems to be the magic number.
Right.
But he did a video debunking how fast people could reload versus just having a 15-round magazine or a 10-round magazine, and he was giving the firearms to untrained people. And there really was no difference. So these laws make no sense, and they don't accomplish anything other than to harass law-abiding citizens, because the last thing a criminal is going to do is go, oh, dang, there's a law against that. I'm not going to do that today.
Right. So you said it's not our last option to hope that, you know, you get some wise sheriff or some local council that says we're going to actually respect the U.S. Constitution and create a safe zone for the Second Amendment. What other options, or what other things should Americans do who maybe haven't been active enough in the past when it comes to protecting civil rights as enshrined in the Constitution?
Well, one of the easiest things to do is join a pro-rights group like the Gun Owners of America. And these are a no-compromise group. This is a no-compromise group, and they do amazing work. And they're about 2.5 million people strong now. And I fully support them, because they stand in opposition to any gun control laws whatsoever. We have so many of them on the books that, you know, it's getting to be ridiculous. But I want to go back to what these counties are doing. If you recall, during the Obama administration, when he was threatening additional laws against our Second Amendment rights, we had states standing up and passing resolutions saying that they would not comply. And so, you know, we have our local jurisdictions, we have our state jurisdictions, and then we obviously have our federal representatives. So a minimum, join some pro-rights group. It doesn't have to be GOA. There's other good ones out there, Firearms Policy Coalition and others. But at a minimum, join a group. But also, it's so simple to send an email and make a phone call and just set a reminder in your phone and call your representative, state and federal. It's the absolute minimum you can do. But that's how this republic was intended to operate. Our representatives are supposed to represent us. And if you don't make your opinions heard, they're just going to go do what they want to do.
This is really crucial. Listen to this man, Tim Harmson. Being a citizen of the United States is not a function of just paying your taxes and then voting every couple of years. That's not what our founding fathers expected. They expected more of their fellow Americans. We've only got a minute left with you, Tim. Anything we can expect down the pike? What are you going to post soon? What kind of reviews should your followers be waiting for at the Military Arms Channel?
Well, I'm looking forward to doing a Cold War classic big bore battle rifle shoot-off, where I'm going to show some commonly available, still manufactured in the United States, replicas of things like the G3, the M14, and the FAL rifle. I'm really kind of looking forward to that, because that's kind of, you know, days gone by, and it's just incredible to get new shooters into things like that, which I grew up with. which now makes them classic, and I guess that makes me a classic. And that's kind of creepy.
I'm not biased. It has nothing to do with my history with the British Reserves, but of course the FAL is the best battle rifle ever made. Now, I'm just saying, Tim. I'm just saying. And I expect that to be fully reflected in your reviews.
You know what's funny? Yeah, it probably will be, because I'm right there with you. The right arm
good
is free
man.
World.
Good man. And we've got to meet at the range next time. He is Tim Harmson. Follow him on Twitter at @MAC_arms and subscribe to his YouTube channel right now, Military Arms Channel. You won't regret it. We are back on YouTube as well. Look for me, Sebastian Gorka, and that little headshot from Twitter with the blue background, and you'll be on the right channel. Back to your calls. The call board is melting down here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Attorney General William Barr has announced a national plan to address cases of missing and slain indigenous people as concerns mount over the level of violence they face. Barr made the announcement today about the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Initiative on the Flathead Reservation in Montana. The plan adds specialized coordinators in 11 U.S. attorneys' offices who would coordinate the law enforcement response for cases of missing indigenous people. The Trump administration is withholding more than $100 million in U.S. military assistance to Lebanon that's been approved by Congress and is favored by his national security team. It's an assertion of control of foreign aid similar to the delay in support for Ukraine that is at the center of the impeachment inquiry. State Department and Pentagon officials and lawmakers have been complaining about it for weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow by 109 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. The JSO says a man died in a shooting Thursday afternoon in Springfield on 8th and Hubbard Streets. Officials are searching for a vehicle they believe may belong to a suspect, a white Dodge sedan with white rims. At this time, JSO has not confirmed whether this shooting is connected to one that happened Wednesday night or if it's gang-related. The mother of a missing Jacksonville girl is now behind bars. Brianna Williams was released from the hospital yesterday and transferred to the Duval County Jail. The 27-year-old is facing charges in the disappearance of her 5-year-old daughter, Taylor, who was reported missing 2 weeks ago. Brianna was hospitalized after a failed suicide attempt. Two St. Cloud police officers are recovering after a multi-car crash. They collided while responding to another crash involving 3 vehicles. Luckily, no one was hurt. What caused the crash is still not clear. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
What is the White House strategy going forward on impeachment? We'll discuss in studio with senior legal advisor to the president, Jana Ellis, on the next America First with me, Dr. G. And recap the impeachment hearings with Sinclair Broadcasting's Boris Epstein, plus talk to angel mum, Agnes Gibney, about the killer of her son, who will soon be released from prison without ICE being allowed to do anything about it.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Expect major delays because of a vehicle on fire on I-95 northbound at the exit at Butler Boulevard, blocking two left lanes. Also, there's some delays because of an accident in Clay County, Blanding Boulevard northbound at Londonderry Drive, blocking the right lane. And there's another accident on the West Beltway, 295 northbound before the Buckman Bridge. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 49. Saturday will start the weekend sunny, high up to 77.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Don't you sometimes feel as if you could do a little bit more? I know everybody's super busy and you got to run the errands, but when it comes to giving back to your fellow man, there's always room for a little bit more. If you're not Mother Teresa, there's always room. And how about helping children? How about helping children who are in dire straits and who need to hear the message of salvation? That's what you can do right now with our Angel Tree Prison Fellowship Program. What this does is it helps those children who have lost a mother or a father to the prison system and whose Christmas will be all the sadder because of that fact. For just $22 of a donation to my website, the Prison Fellowship will provide these children a present for Christmas, the word of the Lord, and a message from their mother or father who is not with them. Please support this organization by going to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and clicking on the Angel Tree banner. If you can afford $110, you will help five children this Christmas. Each one will get a different Christmas present, a different message from the gospel, and also a message from their mother or father who's behind bars. This is what Jesus wanted us to do, to help the least fortunate, and especially remember what he said about the children. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, click on the Angel Tree banner. Make a child's Christmas a little bit better. Thank you. The call board is full. You've all been waiting such a very, very, very long time. I'm very grateful for your patience. Let's go to our friend in Los Angeles, Brent, line three. Brent, welcome back.
Hello, Captain Gorka.
Thank you. I was general previously. I've been demoted.
Well, it's a Freudian slip. I always think of you as James T. Kirk.
Thank you. He was an admiral, and then he said he didn't want to be an admiral, right? He wanted to go back to being a captain of flying spaceships. How is your Friday, Brent?
Very good. But I wanted to thank you and bless you for writing an essential work, The War for America's Soul, because the soul is the bedrock and the foundation of freedom, and the United States is sourced in the sanctity of God's Ten Commandments, without which there could never have been a Declaration of Independence or a Bill of Rights. And I'm thinking, conversely, socialism is a soulless state where there's no dimension of the sacred or the sublime or the spiritual. And so socialism is an expression and manifestation not of godliness, but of its antithesis.
Fabulous analysis. It's absolutely the socialist system is predicated on the denial of the soul. And in fact, it is built by atomizing the family units and by denying the inherent dignity of the human, which is a result of what? Of recognizing that we are made in God's image. Fabulous analysis as usual, Brent. I just wish I had another book I could give you, but I don't.
Thank you.
All right. Have a glorious Friday and Thanksgiving if we don't talk. Let's go to who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to Lou in Colorado, line five, for more than an hour. Thank you, Lou. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. G.
Hey.
First of all, I want to thank you for the book you sent me. I think it's your best book so far, and I especially like chapter three, where you explain how socialists have been working behind the scenes for generations to undermine our republic. I saw this happening years ago when I was an independent voter, and I just couldn't articulate what was going on. So I'm very grateful that you laid it all out in detail like you did.
Well, thank you, Lou. I personally think that was a chapter of the book that took the most work, and I think it may have the greatest impact, because what I've done, and thanks to Andrew Breitbart for spurring me on in his book, Righteous Indignation, I wanted to map out that this didn't happen yesterday. It didn't happen under the 8 years of Obama. This has been building for 80 years, and I wanted to document who built this radical agenda and how it was brought to the United States and infected our education system. So, Lou, what I'm going to do now, because the audiobook is out, it just came out a few days ago. I bought it yesterday with my own money. How crazy is that? I paid money for my own book on Audible. The War for America's Soul is out. And what we're going to do is we're going to have audio extracts of the book. And I think we'll start with that chapter, which is the denouement, the revelation of why we got to where we got today. Lou, thank you for calling. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios, but we are also massive fans of Balance of Nature. And one of the people who has been the biggest champion of this incredible product that is Health in Your Hand is my friend, New York radio host, Joe Piscopo.
One thing you're going to notice immediately, Dr. Gorka, that you have more energy. And if you have a cold or if you have allergies, what happens for me is when I take Balance of Nature, all that goes away. Love Balance of Nature. So excited that now the great Dr. Gorka is doing Balance of Nature with all of us.
It's that time of the year. You know the seasons are changing, and this is where we are exceptionally susceptible. The weather changes, the temperature changes, everybody starts getting the sniffles. Protect yourself. Eat healthily, but also take Balance of Nature. And if you order it right now, you'll get the biggest discount, 35% off, free shipping. When you take Balance of Nature every single time, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It is that healthy, and it will help your immune system, and you will feel better, and you will have more energy. I guarantee it, because I take it every single day. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. Write that down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Trump here. Get a free copy of my new book, The War for America's Soul, when you meet with my personal precious metals advisors at Midas Gold Group. Working with Midas Gold is important to me because it was founded by U.S. veterans who have protected our freedoms. Now they protect our portfolios with fortification strategies. We've heard a lot about dossiers, but the one that's legit is from Midas Gold Group, called 10 Imminent Threats to Your Finances. You must read this eye-opening report on the dangerous reality that we, as Americans, will face going forward. Call for your free copy of this important dossier from Midas Gold, 480-360-3000, and get a free copy of my new book when you meet with a Midas Gold Group advisor. Call 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Veteran owned, Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
How would you describe your healthcare? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things. Like get tattoos of her face, or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat, an Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect major delays because of a vehicle on fire on I-95 northbound at the exit at Butler Boulevard, blocking two left lanes. Also, there's a crash on the East Beltway 295 northbound at Heckscher Drive and a broken down vehicle on the West Beltway 295 northbound before the Buckman Bridge. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 49. Saturday will start the weekend sunny, high up to 77.
976.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good
thank
job.
You,
how's
President.
Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. We are back. Have you seen Dennis Prager's new movie, No Safe Spaces? I have, and it's really quite something, made by an incredible team that I think did what, The Matrix before or something else. Great reputation. And he is in it with Adam Carolla. Find out if it's playing near you and support this film at nosafespaces.com/theaters. That's nosafespaces.com/theaters. It's Dennis Prager. You know it's going to be good. We have a full call board still. We're going to go through all your calls. Let's go to Palabo, line one, Los Angeles. Palabo, welcome back to America First.
Hey, Seb, I really love your show. I'm listening here in the People's Republic of California. One thing that I noticed that bothers me now is that the government media complex operates this way. It cycle goes like this.
So I like that. I like that. Government media complex. Did you come up with that?
They do. You know, the media, no, I think one of your competitors did, actually. The voice is, the media is actually pushes the government in this way. They have a sensational media news stories, and they pass a law restricting our freedom or taking our money. This is what's going on with vaping right now. The president's having meetings today with reps of the vaping industry and the prohibition lawmakers because a few sensational media news stories about people who were hurt because of dangerous homebrew vaping products, and now we're getting ready to ban vaping. Vaping's been getting people off cigarettes, which are definitely dangerous, and we have been persecuting smokers enough. Now we're going to take away their vaping, which has no secondhand smoke issues. And when you point out, they say, it's not the secondhand smoke, it's the nicotine that's morally bad. Well, then why are they advocating nicotine gum to get people
Palabo, Palabo,
stop.
Are you a vapor?
No, I do not. I do not vape or smoke, but I know if they come for the vapors now and I say nothing, they will soon come after my diet, soft drinks, and my coffee.
Yeah,
and
look.
Republicans are supposed to be against big government doing this to people, shutting down industries.
Absolutely. If you're a conservative, you don't want big government. So let me give you my tuppence worth here. I'm not an expert. I haven't smoked cigarettes in, oh my gosh, a decade. I smoke cigars. I haven't tried vaping. A good buddy of mine is a massive, massive vapor. He loves it. He says, this is how you get off cigarettes. My understanding is the following. We have had a disproportionate amount of fatalities with regards to the oil that is used to flavor the vape. And in many cases, it's the additives, the flavors that are being sold illicitly, not in the stores, that are not good for you. Now, this is all secondary information. I have no first-hand information, but your first instinct is the right instinct. But if there is bad stuff being sold illicitly that is killing people, shouldn't we try and stop at least that, Palabo?
Well, you know, they used to make wood alcohol. During Prohibition, they used to make wood alcohol.
That it would make you blind.
It was never legal. Of course we should stop it, but I'm sorry. I am sick of watching. I saw the smokers. Adam Carolla brings this out.
Mm-hmm.
First, we told the smokers, go in that other room to smoke.
Right.
We have a smoking area. They said, no, go outside to smoke. And then they said, no, you know what? You got to go outside the city limits because we don't allow smoking in Beverly Hills anymore.
Yeah. Right.
So these people, you people, they go off and say, hey, by the way, nicotine, yes, it can be habit forming, but I'll tell you something. Winston Churchill and FDR won World War II under the influence of nicotine. It's not necessarily
my godfather smoked three packets a day until he was 80. Yeah, I know. Thank you, Palabo.
Right.
Great call. Let's go to we've got so many people who've been waiting. Paul in Philadelphia, line two. Paul, welcome.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
Yesterday on Lou Dobbs Tonight,
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he didn't know if the Dems had enough votes for impeachment. I think he should ensure that they do.
Because that's a very sneaky thing. I detect some kind of plan here, Paul. Why should he ensure that they can impeach the president in the lower house? Paul?
I think if Speaker Pelosi brings articles to impeachment to the House floor, she will be making the biggest mistake, political mistake, since Cleopatra climbed into Mark Anthony's bed.
That's a rather good historical analogy. I don't want to know who's crawling to bed with Nancy, but why?
Why? To steal A.G. Barr's oxymoron, it's a perfect screw-up.
Just, okay, get to the point. If it goes to the Senate, why is that good for the president?
All right. One, the playing field is even. The playing field's even. And how much money would you pay to see Representative Adam Schiff on the witness stand?
You know, Paul, let me react to this, because I've been thinking about this since last night, because we debated this on the stage with Hugh Hewitt last night in where were we? Cleveland. Thank you. It's been a crazy few months. And, you know, I had this glimmer for a second where I realized, you know what? Everybody's on the stage here saying, we had the local host and another gentleman as well saying, hey, yeah, let's take it to the Senate, because then we're going to hammer them and it's going to be an equal playing field and we get to subpoena anybody we want and blah, blah, blah. And I thought to myself, you know, you're wrong. Why? Because look at the GOP. Do you expect the GOP to subpoena Hunter Biden even if they could? And I decided it's never going to happen. If you look at the last 3 years, if you look at the last 20 years, the idea that they'd actually do a full court press is never, ever going to be never happen. If the Senate was filled with 54 politicians like Donald Trump, okay, maybe. If it was 54 politicians like Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Ratcliffe, Lee Zeldin, sure. But it's not. They're mostly spineless, gutless wonders, and they wouldn't do what needs to be done. I guarantee you, Paul, if we took it to the Senate, the cowards would run and hide. And I'm not just talking about Mittens Mitt Romney. I'm talking about the rest of them who have done bugger all for this president for 3 years. If they haven't done it in 3 years, you think they're going to do it now? I don't. Great call, Paul. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. I need some Relief Factor right now. Relief Factor. It's real. It's natural. And it has no negative side effects. And it actually liberates you from your daily aches and pains. I don't read a script. I don't need talking points. I live it. And I have lived it since I started taking it when we launched this show. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for almost a decade, for 9 years. Every time I went to church on Sunday and I knelt down, it would flare up and it was excruciating. I started taking Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, my pain was gone and I'm still pain-free. You should try this for yourself and see if you are the next success story. How'd you do it? You go to ReliefFactor.com. You order the 3-week quick starter pack. It's at your door in 3 days or less. I guarantee you, if you take it for the full 3 weeks, twice a day, you will know if Relief Factor works for you the way it works for me. Tens of thousands of Americans are living lives freer of pain because they take Relief Factor. It's just $19.95. Come on, guys. You know it's worth it. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Great calls. We're going to try and get through at least one or two more before the show ends. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
This Christmas, give the gift of hope. City Rescue Mission is pleased to announce their 5th annual Difference Makers Banquet will be held on Thursday, February 20th at the Lexington Hotel and Conference Center, and will feature the New York Times best-selling author, Charles Martin. Charles Martin is a well-known author of Christian fiction with almost 15 books to his credit. Martin's 2017 novel, The Mountain Between Us, was made into a major motion picture by 20th Century Fox, featuring Kate Winslet and Idris Elba.
City Rescue Mission invites you for a night of inspiration and celebration of life transformation, which they see every day at CRM, serving the hungry, homeless, and addicted in our community. Sponsorships, tables, and individual tickets are now on sale and make an excellent Christmas gift. Be sure to reserve your seat for City Rescue Mission's 5th Annual Difference Makers Banquet featuring author Charles Martin today by going to crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're still seeing some delays because of a vehicle on fire on I-95 northbound at the exit at Butler Boulevard. Also, there's an accident on Atlantic Boulevard westbound at Anniston Road blocking the left turn lane, and another accident on the East Beltway 295 northbound at the exit at Hexer Drive. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 49. Saturday will start the weekend sunny, high up to 77.
The quest for the MAGA truth is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is discovered by the Democrats, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand?
I think I have to watch that this weekend. Indiana Jones and the Holy Grail. It is a race against evil. It really is. And we've only got 346 days left to win. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you want to know how we win, you buy my book, The War for America's Soul, where I catalog all the crimes of the Obama administration, what it's going to take to clean house, and how we win with an exclusive interview with my old boss, the President of the United States. Go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and if you want a signed copy, you go to my website, sebgorka.com. Let's go to Jimmy in Brooklyn, line 4. Welcome, Jimmy.
3 points, if I can. When we law-abiding patriotic Americans own a gun, that's a political statement. Therefore, it's also protected by the First Amendment. Also, next time Trump is speaking somewhere and he talks about loving God, he should mention the Ten Commandments, and thou shalt not lie, and thou shalt not bear false witness. The Democrats and the media are bearing false witness, yes, and lying about Trump. George Orwell, 1984, An Animal Farm, warned about the deep state. People want to see what the deep state is. The kids, they have to read 1984 and Animal Farm. 3 points.
Love it. Thank you, Jimmy. Yes, indeed. I like that it's a political statement to exercise your Second Amendment rights. It's all wrapped up in the first. Wonderful. Let's go to Mark in California, line 3. Mark.
Dr. Gorka, my pleasure to speak with you once again.
Thank you.
I thought you were... It's a nice follow-up to, I hope my question's a good follow-up to what you were just saying about the squishiness of the Republicans. I used to be a lawyer in Washington, and it feels to me like a lot of the argument being made is very squishy. Why wouldn't the president want to know what the $3 million that Hunter got, you know, why that wasn't
exactly corrupted? Exactly. We're fighting corruption, and we have a duty to do so, especially when U.S. citizens are involved.
Exactly. And particularly here, there's a pattern of dealing. There's the dual-use Chinese company that Hunter,
yes,
and Kerry's stepson was involved with it, if I'm not mistaken. The deal was approved by then.
Not only that. Let me end on this little news item. Mark. We have news now, okay, that whilst the president was Obama, the vice president was Biden, Hunter Biden's investment company received $130 million in federal loans. Go to the Daily Wire, Ryan Saavedra. Every day, more and more. God bless you all. It's been an amazing week. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Every Friday, we end with the same message from my old boss, the 45th President of the United States, Donald Jonathan Trump.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.